Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to reveal the tales of your life. Too many secrets are locked inside your mind, but you're all equal in life, equal in love.
I know you're gonna dig this.
All right, let's go. Hey, yo, this is John from Hip Talk Radio. You're listening to Paranormal Talk with my homegirl, Annette Jones. Make sure you keep it locked for tarot card reading. A lot of interesting stories going on here. Paranormal Talk, Annette Jones. One love.
She was a foul machine. She kept the motor and clean. She was a foul damn woman that I ever seen. She had a thankless eyes telling me no lies. Knocking me out with those American.
Good evening, everybody. It's September 1st, and this is Paranormal Talk. I'm your host, Annette Jones, and as always, on the first Tuesday of the month, we have with us Tim Link, pet psychic extraordinaire, animal communicator, however you want to say it. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Annette. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, as always. Things are great.
Good deal. So what's new and different?
Oh, wow. There's always so much going on, right? And with not only the book, but with Wagging Tales in general. So we got a lot of good and exciting things going on. First of all, the book, Wagging Tales, Every Animal Has a Tail. It's been out there since May 1st, and it's still going strong. We're getting a lot of press around it, been on a lot of radio, TV, and even my own hometown newspaper did a page and a half article on me in the book, which was kind of exciting.
Oh, but, cool.
Yeah, which was cool. We had an opportunity. I was though I live in Atlanta and been here for 13 years and consider this home now, I originally grew up in Indiana, an eastern part of Indiana in Richmond, and not too far from Dayton, Ohio, so if we have listeners in that area, that's where I was born and raised. And about 2 weeks ago, had a chance to go up to the Great Midwest, and we did a book science speaking event at the Columbus Zoo, where Jack Hanna and all of the wonderful people there at the zoo invited us up, and we had a great time at that event. Then went on down to Dayton, Ohio, and did a sign-in. Then went down to my hometown, and it was very surreal. It was I was doing a book signing at a bookstore, a Walden bookstore, that when I was growing up wasn't there, but the mall was there, and it's the first time I'd actually set foot in this, back in this mall for over 20 years. So,
wow.
So, yeah, so it was really fun. It was really exciting. It was the place where I used to go to and get my ice cream cones. So we
ice
were back.
Cream cones, huh?
Ice cream cones, yes. I had a good friend of mine that worked the ice cream shop in the middle of the mall, and I used to get my chocolate chip ice cream cones at the mall. Now I'm doing book signing, so it's... It's been very good. It's been very just a fantastic thing, and we just keep moving forward. We're this weekend, Labor Day weekend, we're celebrating at the Decatur Book Festival, which is Decatur's here in Atlanta, the largest independent book festival in the nation, and we're going to be doing some speaking and signing events there. Saturday afternoon, I have two speaking signing events, and then again Sunday we have some events. So that's exciting, and then next month we'll be up at the Southern Festival of the Books in Nashville, Tennessee, doing a speaking event there on the main stage, and then we'll be doing another signing and speaking event on the children's stage. So we'll be talking about the book, Wagging Tales, Every Animal Has a Tail, and reading some of the stories to the children on the children's stage. So it's exciting.
Very
it's a
cool.
It's a fun time.
Very cool. All right, we already do have a couple of callers on the line. You want to go ahead and get started?
Sure.
Okay. So our first caller is from the 302 area code. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. I just had a question. Just like, do you have like contact you or anything with like just wondering about some of my animals that have passed?
Okay. Yeah, I work with animals that have are in the process of transitioning or animals that have passed.
Okay.
And we connect with their energy. Who are you thinking about the most right now?
Molly.
And can you give me some information on Molly? I'm getting, was Molly black in color?
No. She was actually like tan. She had actually her other half. When I went to get her, I believe there was one of the litters was black, but she wasn't.
She wasn't. Did you have a black?
No.
Did you have a black pet ever?
No.
Because okay. a black pet's coming in real strong. So I'll
really
try to push,
okay.
Yeah, I'll try to
my
push
brother
that up.
Did.
Okay. I don't know if there's one coming in your life or if you're thinking about getting a new pet, but there seems
okay.
to be a black, a very very distinguished black silky type of pet
okay.
that's going to be coming your way. I getting a little dog, a little terrier type dog. So
yeah.
Just, okay. So just for that. That's out there, so keep an eye
I will,
on
I will,
that.
Because Terrier is the breed that I've been having, too.
Okay.
It's funny that you would mention that.
Yes, great. So that could very well be coming right down your path again. It's just definitely going to cross your path. I don't know
okay.
if it's going to come into your life. It will definitely come into your life. I don't know if it'll be a permanent fixture or if it'll be just a one that you'll be helping out. But it's definitely one that's there. So you
okay.
had Molly. Molly was a brown. I'm assuming what you just said, a terrier type.
Yes. She was a mixed terrier. You know, I don't really know what she was really mixed with, but she was a mixed terrier, and she had died sudden. It was a sudden death.
Did she have a? Was it a heart murmur or some sort of aneurysm type thing? Because I'm getting some pressure in my chest right now.
Yeah. That's what I'm. She was actually, my daughter hadn't seen her for a while and was giving her a bath, and she died. Like, she was like, my daughter didn't understand. She had come to visit, you know, and she was older. You know, my daughter's like was like 20, you know, and she came by, and Molly was used to my kids but hadn't been around them. And then there were my daughter just had a baby, so there was a baby and a lot of commotion going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly wasn't eating that whole week. I noticed she was going outside to the bathroom a lot, and she wouldn't eat her food. And I thought it was just because of, you know, not seeing my children for a while and, you know, the commotion with the baby. She wasn't used to a baby being in the house. And then my daughter was giving her a bath, and that's when it happened. She just collapsed.
Yeah. Well, it was there. It had been there for a while. I think she'd done a good job of hiding it.
Okay.
Very quick, no pain. It was
okay.
just very a little squeak or squill and
yeah.
gone. So
yeah.
Tell your daughter she needs to, everything's good now.
Okay. Everything's
good. Molly's there to help out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Molly's been popping back around. There's something else going on in your life right now, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Use Molly for that. Use Molly
okay.
as guidance. Ask for Molly. That's probably why you've been feeling Molly around quite a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, they will come back to help us out. All we
mm-hmm.
have to do is ask. And ask, you know, honor her for coming back around. Ask her to help and for guidance. And you'll
okay.
be surprised that all of a sudden the things will become a lot clearer to you.
Yeah, that was a hard loss. The other after that was my cat. Do you see it? His name was Lucky.
Lucky. Or orange. Is there an orange
white.
Cat?
No,
white?
He was white.
No.
Mm-hmm.
There's an orange one around right now. No, I don't see Lucky around right now.
No? Okay.
I don't see. He could be coming back and visiting, but I'm not feeling him right now. I'm feeling an orange one. I don't know if you had an orange orange cat or not, but sort of like a definitely an orange type of cat. So it seems like there's more animals. Do you have any animals in your life right now?
Yes, I do, and I do have one right now. Do you get any feelings from, like, can you get any readings from animals that are alive now? You know what I mean? Do you get any readings or anything like that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Most of the
work I do is with the live animals, but we
okay.
have a bit of
okay.
transition as well.
Okay.
But I feel there's more animals coming in your life. I don't know if they're just going to cross your path or if they're going to be coming in as permanent fixtures.
Okay.
I would leave myself open to it right now. That's for sure.
Okay. So do you see, like with my dog, Libby is her name.
Mm-hmm.
She's, I haven't been spending a whole lot of time with her lately. Can you get any sense on what's going on with her and how, like, I'm getting ready to adopt my granddaughter, and I don't know how that adjustment's going to be for her.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense. You know, it's interesting, too, though. You said your was this the same granddaughter that was in the picture before your when your dog passed away?
Yes.
Okay. So it's very interesting to me that the transition timing, how mm-hmm. your focus needed to turn on to your grandchild mm-hmm. and perhaps not necessarily on the pets. And that's why you mm-hmm. saw a lot of transition going on at the time.
Right.
And that's hard for us to accept because, you know, it's like, well, you know, you have enough love for everybody and
right.
you do a great job of taking care of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's, but our
yeah.
pets are, you know, they're real interesting that way because when they feel their time and purpose has been served and they've done what they're supposed to be doing and your focus needs to move to a different area, your life is in a different
yeah.
stage,
right.
they'll
mm-hmm.
move on. They'll either sometimes they'll leave the house physically or they'll leave their bodies because the time is there. And I really think that's why a lot of your animals transitioned out. And that's why I think this new energy is coming in as well. So I think when your granddaughter is coming in,
mm-hmm.
I don't be surprised if these other animals come into your life as well.
Okay.
You've got plenty of love to go around.
But definitely.
With Libby, So I think with Libby, the key thing is just make sure you're explaining it ahead of time. Make sure you explain what
okay.
the situation is,
yeah.
what she needs to do to help you out, and why is it going to be a good thing. And so you
okay.
want to verbally tell her this, and you
okay.
visualize the whole process, visualize it going to be a great thing for everybody, and
mm-hmm.
ask her to help you out. And if you
okay.
explain this ahead of time and get her involved early on, you'll be a lot calmer when your grandchild comes back into the household.
Yeah, I've even put the phone, this sounds crazy, but I put the phone to her ear because my granddaughter, she like I said, she's 4, and she's like, let me talk to Libby, you know? And
yeah, I think we've all done that.
Yeah, so I'll put it, like,
of
course the dog looks at me like I'm crazy, you know? And it's like, I don't want to, like, she gets afraid of the phone, but
mm-hmm.
she does listen, you know? And I've been
mm-hmm.
saying her name more, and I just, you know, I rearranged her whole bedroom and everything, so there's all new furniture and everything. She knows something's going on. As a matter of fact, I caught her laying on the bed, and I'm like, oh, no, you can't lay on that bed right now. But, so you think I should just, like, talk to her more about the situation before it happens?
Absolutely. Talk to her later,
okay.
because she'll understand your words. She'll definitely understand the visualization you're putting out there. And more importantly, you'll feel better about it. Your energy will go up because you've talked to her about it, and
right.
thus she'll respond to that positive energy.
Well,
so things
good.
Are a little, yeah, things are a little scary and a little.
Yeah, it is.
It
is
right
because
now,
changes are hard, and changes are hard. You know, like for your animals and everything. And I am the biggest animal lover. I loved every animal that I've had, and you know, and Molly was a big loss, and Lucky was a huge loss to me. But Libby has replaced that, but. You know, I've had trouble, like, giving her the time that I need because I've had to work a lot of hours. And I know when my granddaughter gets in the picture, I'm hoping that maybe that energy is going to be more focused on then my granddaughter, and then also I can include Libby by taking her for walks and doing what I want to get back into doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Absolutely. Get yourself squared away. Get feeling
yeah.
good about the whole thing. Libby will respond.
Yeah.
Get her involved with your grandchild, and then still a few minutes of dedicated time between you and Libby, and I think you'll be in good shape.
Good, good. Well, thank
okay.
you.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. Well, have a great evening.
You
okay.
too.
All right.
Susan,
okay.
Bye bye.
Oh yeah.
And I would like to encourage you to go ahead and email a photo of Molly and your other animals to me
okay.
at paranormaltalk@yahoo.com. So I can include them on the web page.
Oh, okay. All right.
So people can see your beautiful animals.
Oh, definitely, definitely. All right.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling,
All right.
Susan. I appreciate it.
Great.
All right. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Annette, you may
okay.
want to give out that web page so everybody can
I'm going to. Okay. The website where you can view the photos of the animals tonight is www.mytarotdreams.com/pets. And that's MYTAROTDREAMS. All one word. Okay, mytarotdreams.com/pets. Okay, and if anybody has questions about your animals. If you have not already sent in a photo, go ahead and send a photo now and call in, and we'll get Tim to talk to your animal for you. And then we will include the photo of your pet on the website after the show is over so people can see your beautiful fur babies. And send those to paranormaltalk@yahoo.com, paranormaltalk@yahoo.com. Okay, now our next caller is from the 313 area code. You're on the air.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
How are you?
Yes, actually, I have a question on something totally different.
Does it relate to pets?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yes, I haven't been working since December 2007, so when do you see any money or a job coming in?
Money or a job. Well, not really. See, the thing is that I'm feeling is that you're not trying hard enough. So you need to go ahead and you need to work at it a little harder, because you're not going to get a job if you don't go out there and look for one, okay? That's the first thing I'm seeing. So if you get out there and expend the energy that you're putting towards other things right now, towards getting a job, you'll have one soon. You just have to be willing to go ahead and do that. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, and our next caller is from the 305 area code. You're on the air. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Annette?
Yes.
I wasn't sure you were talking to me, so I just wanted to make sure. How are you, Annette? I spoke to you when Michael was your guest, I don't know, about a month and a half ago.
Yes, I remember your voice, but I don't remember your name.
Deanna.
It was what?
Deanna.
Okay.
Deanna, like Deanna.
Deanna.
Turner.
Yeah, gotcha.
And I want to tell you that he was right on the spot.
Really?
He was right on the spot. So far, so good. Schedule is October, mid-October. And the lady attorney wears her hair to her shoulders and pulls it back.
Excellent.
Straight to the point. Right now, I'm struggling to just stay above water because it has exhausted my funds. I've had very little work, almost none, and none, of course, from the court, as expected.
Uh-huh.
Until it's over, until the cloud, you know, it gives way to the sun. But I was wondering if you could see me surviving from here until then financially, or get other work.
Yeah, honey, you're going to be fine. It's going to be hard, though, but you already know that. But you're going to be okay, because you know how to tighten your belt. You've had to do it before, so you know what to do.
Yeah, I've been without car, without air conditioning in Florida, without everything, like a long list. But I don't want to lose my home. I don't want to lose, you know, the mortgage and all that. And And there were days when there wasn't even money for bus fare. So I was hoping I would get little odds and ends jobs in the same field I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's difficult. But I said, I'm going to call, and then I missed your show last week. I so wanted it.
I didn't have the show last week, actually. I had just had some teeth pulled. Sorry, Tim. We're going to gossip for a minute. I had just had some teeth pulled last week. And I was in a whole lot of pain, so I had to reschedule the show I had scheduled for last week.
I'm happy your teeth are out, and I'm happy I'll get to listen to the show. And now I know it's Tuesdays and not Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I spent every day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, calling in at 10, and I said, no show for the next 24 hours. So
yeah.
I'll just listen in to you today. I do ask you not to, you know, not to disconnect me. I'll just stay listening in. I can think of a thousand other questions, but I'm sure other people have a lot of questions.
Okay. Well, do you have any questions about your pets? Because that's what Tim is here for.
pets.
To talk
yes.
to your pets.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I have
okay,
two dogs.
Okay, Kim, you're on.
I have two dogs. Florencia, she's 12 and a half. Manchita is 7. Manchita is a Jack Russell. Florencia is a Shepherd mix. 3 times in the past 2 years, Manchita has been in Florencia twice at 2, 3 in the morning. The other day when I was taking a bath, she got her ear. God, I don't know what to do with them. I don't know what to do with them. What do you sense? What is going on with Manchita? Because I try to keep them separate in separate rooms, but she keeps coming out of there. She is so wonderful at getting out of places. Why is she biting my bigger dog?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of it is what's going on in your life in general. You know, you got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of negative energy dragging you down. Now, please don't take that the wrong way, but as you know,
no,
just
you're right, you're right, you're completely right.
Yeah, and so she's acting out, and the only way to act out is to take it out on the other dog. So it's a lot like when your siblings in the household, whenever one of them's frustrated or mad or something that they just don't understand, they take it out on the other sibling. So I think the biggest thing you can do is, in addition to giving them plenty of attention and love and keeping them active, the biggest thing you can do is get your life squared away and get yourself settled down in a very positive energy mode. And once you do that, I think you're going to start seeing them respond accordingly.
She bit part of the ear off. She went through the ear, made a slit on it. And I'm scared because if Florencia were to get her, in one fell swoop, she would bite her head off. She's much larger. But,
right. I think the key is that you need to calm down and you need to surround yourself with positive energy when you're home. Because our pets, and that is, Tim will verify this, our pets sense our moods and the energies that we bring into the house.
Absolutely.
So if you come in with a more positive attitude, your dogs will relax and stop acting out. Like Tim said, they're acting out because they're nervous because you're nervous. Do you get it?
I do get it. I just wish I knew the formula how to calm down, because with a situation like this and the dog suffering the heat too, it's going through hell. I just don't want to stay in hell. Like a friend said, just keep on going when you get there. You know, just keep on going and get away from there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, don't have the formula, but I want them all to be happy, and I don't want any drama with the poor babies. You know, they are such wonderful souls.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Do you see my dog living a little longer than now?
I think a lot of it, as far as the health is concerned, I think that, you know, there's an opportunity to live much longer. But the key is that, as Annette said, that animals do a great job of deflecting negative energy. They do a great job of deflecting whenever there's issues. But if it's continuously bombarding them, then they start to absorb it. And at that point, that's when we start seeing behavior changes. That's when we start seeing physical changes, medical changes. And so we got to get ourselves, we're responsible for the animals, so we got to get ourselves to as good of a place as possible as quickly as possible. So, you know, for you, think positive thoughts, think that you're doing all the right things, go into your meditation and your prayer time, spend plenty of time there and getting yourself calmed and centered, and I think you'll see your pet starting to respond positively to that.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it, and I'll stay tuned in. I listened the other time, and I want to keep on listening this time. I know I'm going to learn lots from you. Thank
Great.
You both.
All right.
Thank you. Good luck. Good luck with everything.
Thanks for calling, Deanna.
Thank you, Annette. Leave me hanging,
right.
Okay?
Bye. Okay, I will. And another thing, I've got Deanna muted right now, but another thing that you can do to calm yourself down can be as simple as doing some breathing exercises. You just take 7 deep breaths in a row and let them out slowly. And you do that 7 times. You take a deep breath in, and you let it out slowly. You do that 7 times in a row, and you will be so much calmer by the time you're done. And that's just one thing that's very simple that you can do when you start getting a little too nervous, a little too anxious, a little too wound up. So that's one thing. Do you have another hint, Tim?
Yeah, you know, I always try to make sure that, you know, when I do consultations with people, as well as when I go into a show like we're doing tonight, I always spend that quiet time. And that quiet time does involve breathing. You definitely have to breathe and get that energy flowing through you smoothly. The second thing I do is in my meditation, I'm asking for guidance, and I'm asking to be surrounded by what I call the white light of love and protection, which is something that helps me protect my outer body, my inner body, and getting that energy to flow in and out perfectly. And when energy flows good, I feel better, and my energy is much higher. Thus, I respond a lot better. So you have to, you know, it's good to take a lot of, you know, if you have some set time during the day to do dedicated meditation time, prayer time, et cetera, that's great. But keep in mind, there's no such thing as, you know, a formal meditation. You know, it doesn't involve sitting down for a half an hour in the lotus position and, you know, chanting. If that works for you, that's great. But meditation could be simply as taking 2 minutes just to do nothing. Just to breathe, just to clear your mind, not think about anything, don't have the TV on, don't have the radio on, don't have the computer on, you're doing absolutely nothing for 2 minutes, and you still lose little bits of time throughout the day, and you'll find yourself being consistently calm and energetic throughout the whole day.
Right, right. And to stay cool, go to the library for a while.
Go to the library. You can go down to your local Barnes & Noble or Borders and take a look at the book, Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail. They'll let you browse through the books all day long, and it's absolutely free.
Absolutely, and they have comfortable chairs there, too.
Absolutely. So, yes, libraries are great. Take a look at the book, Wagging Tails. Go to Barnes & Noble, take a look at the book, Wagging Tails. I think we've got a theme going on here.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. WaggingTails.com, Wagging-Tails.com, T-A-L-E-S. That is Tim Ling's website. I want everybody to go visit it and sign up for the newsletter.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go ahead. Since we don't have any other callers on the line right now, let's go ahead and talk about the photos that people have sent in. Now, the first one is a beautiful, beautiful dog. She's a Borshoi, also known as a Russian wolfhound, named Poppy. And Poppy's mom, whose name I cannot remember right now, just wants to know if Poppy's happy and okay and why she did what she did on the bed.
Okay.
I think we can all figure that one out.
Yeah, there's probably something she shouldn't have been doing on the bed, and we'll talk to her about that here and find out what that's going, what that's all about. But, yeah, beautiful Borshoi. You know, it's really interesting how I love when little – you know, as I say, there's no such thing as coincidences. Everything's by design. We just don't really know it until it happens. Well, with a Borshoi, you know, I don't see those too often, either in person or pictures from consultations. But would you know that gorgeous, beautiful, you know, it's like a sort of like a greyhound, but long hair and, you know, just a beautiful wolfhound. And this is the third one in the past 2 days that I've had an opportunity to either work with or have been in touch with. So it's really fascinating to me because I could probably go on another, you know, 6 months without having the beautiful opportunity to work with them. So I just love those little things in life. But
they think in Russian?
They do think in Russian. Yes. Yeah, I want everybody to know that I can connect with the dogs, but I don't have to speak Russian. I own 2 Schnauzers, and I don't speak a word of German, so other than sprechen die Deutsch, and that's about all I know. So, but, yeah, beautiful dog, and the Diane sent a picture of Poppy in. And once know Poppy's doing okay, and, you know, the great thing is Poppy loves life. Poppy likes the situation. There has been something. I don't see physically she's feeling good. The energy's feeling really good. But there's somebody else in. I'll be real curious if Diane wants to call in or send something through a note through or something. But there's something medically going on with someone else not in the household. And I can't quite tell who it is. I don't know if it's Diane or if it's someone in the household or in their life that's going through some medical things right now. And we want to make sure that, you know, since our animals are a big part of our life, that we keep them informed of what's going on. So if it's someone living in the household, keep them aware of what's happening and let them know how they can help out. If it's someone outside of the household, another friend or family member, then we want to make sure that they're aware of it also, because obviously how we feel is going to impact how our animals feel as well. So there's something going on there. I'm not sure who it is, but you know, be aware of that and talk to Poppy about it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And give her a nice brush. She's so pretty. I mean, she just looks like she belongs to this, you know, with a beautiful, glamorous countess or something walking
That's
at her
right.
side with a diamond collar, you know?
Absolutely.
She's a gorgeous dog. This is the dog of royalty, and she looks every inch of it. Just look at that picture. Look at
That's
that face.
Beautiful.
She does. She looks every inch the aristocrat.
That's right. So, Countess Diane, you have a great relationship. You guys have a good household. You know, Poppy's doing real well. I would just make sure that everything else is going okay around you, and make sure you realize how that impacts Poppy. But yeah, things are good.
Okay.
Things are good. She's happy.
Okay. Very cool. Okay. And now, Amy, little Amy is so cute. Look at that little scruff. She is so adorable, and I don't have the email in front of me. I hope you have yours, because I can't remember her question.
Yeah, so
Amy.
Sure, and so we'll read that one real quick. Now, we had an opportunity to talk to Michelle about her puppy, Amy, and Amy's a little terrier sort of puppy, very, very pretty, very sweet. And,
she looks like she's got some schnauzer in her, too.
Yes, definitely so. And so it's real interesting. Here's what Michelle says in her email. She sent a recent picture of Amy in. She had talked to us, Annette, back in October. So October of last year, so almost a year ago. Can you believe that? That's unreal.
Wow.
So almost a year ago, she called in and talked to us. And big kudos to me. I really hit the nail on the head about Amy. She'd just gone through, Michelle had just gone through a tough breakup, and said that Amy was dealing with the breakup too, and she was wondering what happened to the gentleman, and she was a little confused. So Michelle sat down with Amy after our radio show, and within a day or two, she was back to normal and back to her old self. So thank you so much, and you're welcome, Michelle. That's fantastic news. And now there's a new guy in a relationship that hasn't been introduced to Amy yet, but hopes to real soon. So the big question is she happy, and have anything in particular she'd like to share? Okay, so the good news, so thanks for sharing that, Michelle, and send us another picture of Amy. She is beautiful. Beautiful girl. Good news. Amy feels good. The energy's flowing well. Very, very happy. Wants to do more. So I don't know if you're slowing down because your schedule is a little hectic, or maybe you're out of the house a little bit more, or maybe you're worrying about Amy getting a little bit older. But the key thing is that don't let any of that get in the way with your relationship with Amy. So get her out there. Get her active. Mentally stimulate her and physically stimulate her as well. She's feeling really good, but she can use some more challenges. So get some more challenges in her life. And now the big question, you didn't ask me, Michelle, but I know what you're thinking, is when should I introduce her to my new boyfriend? And that's the key. And the key behind it is you got to feel comfortable about it and feel confident. Amy already knows about the new boyfriend, though the formal introduction hasn't been in play. She knows how you feel about it. She knows the positive impact it's having on your life and how you feel in a much better place than you have been in quite some time. So that's good news, and Amy's responding accordingly.
Yeah.
So I think it's time. I think it's time to do that. I would do it on Amy's grounds and on Amy's term. So make sure that Amy knows ahead of time what the situation is, what she needs to do, and why it's going to be a good thing, and do the introduction. Hopefully the boyfriend's smart enough to know that to win the girl, you have to win the dog, so better bring some extra little goodies along with him. Just a little hint to the boyfriend there. And take some liver snaps, get some brownie points.
Some sausages or something.
That's right. You win the pet, you win the girl, so it works out real well. Yeah, definitely. I think it's time, and I think it'd be fun. Maybe you guys can make a nice little do a little special thing around it as well. Maybe a little outdoor activity, a little picnic, something of that sort before the weather turns. But yeah, everything's good, and Amy's flowing. The energy's flowing good with her, so that's
okay.
Good news. So keep it up.
Okay, excellent. All right, now we do have another caller on the line, and I think I know who this is, but I'm not 100% sure because I don't have their number memorized. But if this is who I think it is, you actually met them when you were in Fort Worth. So, okay, the caller from the 817 area code, you are on the air.
Hi. You're right, Annette. It's Kathy.
Hi. Hi, Kathy.
Anyway, I did meet Tim and his wife at Barnes Noble in Fort Worth not too long ago.
Definitely so. I remember. Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate it.
Yes. I have a question about my kitty.
Okay.
There are times when she is very affectionate and times when she clearly wants to be left alone. And there are times when she's lying on the floor and my son and I can both walk up and pet her on the head and she's okay with it. But there are times whenever she bites us. And I don't know the reason for that unless it just has something to do with a smell on her hands or she, at that moment, doesn't want to be bothered. Can
well,
you shed light on that?
Yeah. So, well, one key thing with pets, and especially when we're talking about cats, don't take anything personal. That's the key thing. So, you know, especially their kitty cats, you know, they're very independent creatures, and they like what they like when they like it, typically. So, you know, when they want to come around and they want to give the affection and be a lap cat and get their rubs and stuff, then honor that. Think it's a great privilege. The more to-do you make about it, you know, as big of an event as you can make out of it, the more apt they're going to come around because they're going to see that positive response and see that positive energy. Otherwise, when they're laying there, don't feel compelled. If you want to pet them, then you get down to their level and you calmly tell them, you know, what's going on and you honor them and you love them and you give them a little pet. Otherwise, if you're just walking by, you can just say hello and just move on. So you don't have to feel compelled to pet them all the time. But the key thing is it's nothing against you. There's no smell on the hands. There's nothing. It's just, you know, sometimes you want to be petted and sometimes you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Anticipating a possible move, and I'm just concerned about how her reaction might be to that because it's going to meet a new environment for her. And she's lived her entire life since a kitten at this house and the surrounding area. So,
are you moving? Is this a big move? I mean, any move's big, but I mean, is it quite some distance away?
No. However, I don't think it'll be this same neighborhood. And two, we don't have her accustomed to a pet carrier at all. Nor a collar or a leash. So, you know, I'm just concerned about traumatizing her by trying to capture her maybe in a large box or a large carrier and transporting her. She's never been in the car. So I'm just concerned about that.
Do you have a cat carrier?
I don't have one.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here, and I would say go get one and then just put it in the floor with the door open and let her explore it on her own at her leisure.
Okay.
And
she
then when the time comes to put her in it to move her, then she won't be as scared because she'll be used to it by then. Is that the way to go there, Tim?
Absolutely. Yeah, anytime you want to have a carrier or a crate or a cage of any sort, you want to get your pet used to it, you want to make it like a normal piece of furniture. And you want to have it there as soon as possible. You want to leave the door open. You want to put her favorite bedding and little toys in there, things that make her feel comfortable, and let her get very used to it. So when that time comes, then you can talk to her about what the situation is, what she needs to do, and why it's going to be a good thing for her, and make sure she understands the crate is not a carrier is not a permanent thing. It's just a temporary thing, and she'll feel much more comfortable about it.
Right, and it's not any way to punish.
Exactly.
It's not punishment. It's just, you know, it's a means to an end.
That's
you know,
right.
You have to go in here to get to the new house, which is going to be full of new smells and new things to explore and new people to meet and all this other stuff.
Absolutely. So you got to be positive about it. She already knows about the move, whether you realize it or not, so she's already picking up on that. So the more positive you can make it as early as possible and get her introduced to the new things, the better off it's going to be. Yeah.
But will a box work just as well? Because she does enjoy playing in boxes, and I leave those laying around for her to play in.
Right. Yeah. Well, whatever you feel comfortable, a crate's more secure, so and you can leave it out more easily than putting her in the box. I would definitely get her a collar and a tag and get that on there, because especially in a move, things get a little bit hectic, and so you don't want her accidentally slipping out the door. But the key thing is feel positive about it, start talking to her about it now, and know that everything's going to be just right.
Right. Tim. Thanks, Annette.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Colin, Kathy, I am so thrilled that you and James made it to my show finally.
Yeah. Well, I was so glad to hear Tim was going to be on tonight.
Oh, good deal. Good deal.
Absolutely.
All right. Well,
first Tuesday
so
of every month.
Yep.
Good talking to you.
Same here. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Now, you sent out your newsletter today, and you did talk about something in your newsletter that I wanted to address tonight, and that is introducing a new pet into the household.
Absolutely. Yeah. The newsletter did come out. It comes out the first day of every month. So we'll take this one and archive it onto the website, which is wagging-tales.com, wagging-tales.com. But if you want to get the first edition of the next month's coming out the door, which will be out October 1st, make sure you go to the website, sign up for the newsletter. It's chock full of all kinds of wonderful information as well as helpful hints. And the best part about it is it's absolutely free. So it's a great little newsletter. And in this month's issue, one of the topics we address is introducing a new pet into your home.
The way that I have always done it is I just kind of bring the new animal in and turn it loose and kind of let the chips fall where they will. That's exactly the best way to do it, but it seems to work for me.
Jump in the deep end and hope you know how to swim.
Uh-huh, kind of. I just find that easier, because you put them in there, you let them get used to each other, you let them have their little scraps that they're always going to have in the first couple of days, and you let it get over with and out of their systems, and then they're buds from then on, and I have always found that to be the case.
Right.
Every
but
time.
But wouldn't it be great to try to avoid some of that ahead of time by keeping them informed of what's going on and providing a proper introduction? It's like anything else in life. You don't want to – we all say we want to jump in and just go for it, but in reality,
uh-huh.
We'd rather have it staged out.
Right.
For most of us, we go to the pool and stick our toe in first to see how cold it is and then determine how quickly we want to get into the deep end.
Right.
So the easiest way to, I find the best way to do it is to introduce them slowly. And, the first thing you want to do is if there are other pets in the household and you're going to introduce a new one into the household, the first thing you need to do is talk to the existing pets.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of talking to your animals.
Right.
Talk to them out loud. They understand those words. They see that visualization, and they know how you feel about it. So you let them know that you're going to be bringing in a new kitty or a new puppy or a new animal into the household. You need them to show the new animal the ropes, be nice to them. Whatever you need from them, let them know. And then most importantly, why is this going to be a good thing? Because
mm-hmm.
this is going to give them a new companion. It'll make mommy very happy. This will bring some new fun energy into the household. So there's a lot of big pluses in it for an existing animal when we bring a new one into the house. But the first thing you want to do is obviously talk to them ahead of time, make sure that they know what's going on so you're not surprising them.
Right. And Tim is a big proponent of talking to your pets. I've got something to play right quick. They will emphasize this. This is gleaned from over a year's worth of shows here. So here we go.
What I would encourage you to do is have a conversation with her, explain that this is not appropriate behavior and it makes you unhappy. Talk to him. Have you explained to her why she's with you? And tell her it's okay. Talk to your animal. Talk to your dog.
Absolutely. Now, can you imagine how my wife feels after 23 years of hearing all this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Hearing me talk about the same topics over and over again. But But, you know, with the animals, it's very true. They definitely understand this, and it's a key component to making sure you have a great relationship. So, yeah, talk to them ahead of time. Another great thing is, if possible, allow them to meet each other ahead of time to see how they're going to interact with each other. You know, if you have an opportunity and you're going to be adopting them, take your existing pet with you if possible to get a proper introduction. Introduce them into a neutral area outside of the house. Make sure that they're comfortable with each other. So the more things you can do in advance, you know, you'd be surprised that your existing pets may even just sign off on it. They may think it's a great thing, and you've avoided all that stress and all that worry long before you bring the new one into the house. And then, you know, obviously you want to make sure that when the new pet's there, that they are not interfering with the existing pet's routine, not interfering with the existing pet's food, litter box if it's a cat, water bowls, toys, beds. So you want to give them their own things. You want to get them used to having, you know, some of their own things. So introduce them to their own water bowl and their own toys and their own bed. Eventually, the animals will start sharing all this, but initially it's great to have their own stuff. That way you're avoiding them getting into the existing animal's stuff and into their routine. So, you know, we've got a great story in the book, Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail, about Boots. And that was the same thing. You know, he was brought into a home where there were several other cats that had lived there. They didn't like him, and they definitely didn't like him in their stuff, as they say. You know, they
right.
didn't want him in their stuff. So, you know, some pets may not mind it. They may share right away, or they don't care. But for the most part, you want to get them their own things, introduce them to their new stuff, and then eventually the pets will start sharing some of these things. Mm-hmm. And then you just do it gradually. Do these interactions slowly. Allow them to introduce themselves. Do it in a gradual basis. And I think you're going to see a lot more harmony in the household than perhaps throwing them in the deep end and hope everybody survives.
I know, it works for me. So.
Well, you know, some people's lives are like that. They prefer doing that, and others don't. So I think
yeah,
it works
I just
a little
like,
bit
I just like getting it over with quick.
Just jump. The theme of your life, just jump in and hope everything turns out okay.
It usually does. It almost always does.
Well, there you go. So, but if you take this advice, then we'll avoid those almost always and hopefully help you guys
yeah.
out a little bit.
Okay.
Little bit out there. So, yeah, then that's in the September newsletter, which went out today. And so you'll be able to take a look at that in the archives of wagging-tails.com, and then obviously sign up for your own newsletter. It's a great little newsletter. It comes out every month, and it's just full of wonderful little tips and tidbits that you'll enjoy.
Yeah, it sure is. And you know what we forgot to do last month is we forgot to talk about Copy.
Yes, we did.
My dog Hunter. So we are going to talk to him this week, this month, I mean.
All right, yeah, I think the last time I talked, I can't believe we didn't talk to him last month. Last time
no,
he was eating soup bones.
We ran out of time.
That's right, we had so much to talk about. And I think last time we talked, he was eating soup bones, or you'd had a big dinner with some people over or a barbecue or something, if I remember correctly. I hope that's
4th of July. It was 4th of July.
There you go. I guess that would be it then.
Yeah.
So, he's doing, how's he doing with the heat? He feels a little itchy. Has he got some hot spots or something going on?
He's got fleas.
Oh, okay.
He's got fleas, and we can't catch him to spray him down with the flea spray. So he sees that bottle coming, and he just runs.
we can't catch him. Well, the key thing is, you know, I always recommend the sprays are fine to kill what's on there. I don't think they're necessarily as effective as other methods, but there's this wonderful product. It's been out for a long time. It's actually been out so long that it's hard to come by. And but the product's called Program, P-R-O-G-A-M, and is a flea tablet. It's a pill, small little pill. It looks like a liver snap, and it's chewable. And our dogs at least love it. We just give it to them once a month. And the key thing is we give it to them year-round. Now, for climates like Atlanta and in Texas, it's probably going to be important because, you know, we don't get a lot of cold spells. It takes a long time for those cold spells to come in to kill off those fleas and other critters. For our friends that as we go further north, then those will kill off a little bit earlier. But I'm always a big proponent of getting this into their diet, getting this into their routine, so it's not as harsh on them. And I've found that there's a lot of wonderful ones out there. I don't think my personal belief is I don't think the sprays or even the drops on the back of the neck are the way to go. I've seen a lot of animals have allergic reactions and actually some instances of shock by using the liquids where the program releases into their system at a much slower pace. So I would probably recommend you get him on a little pill-like program or something of this sort, or it's a year-round process. That way we don't have any issues of fleas at all. But he definitely feels itchy right now. It feels like it definitely could be the fleas. I feel a little like some maybe hot spots, but that could be where maybe if there's a centralized area that he's been scratching a lot, that could be part of the problem. So you may want to get those cleared out and try to give him some energy, you know, give him some energy healing, see if we can get him feeling a little bit better.
Okay.
That's pretty good. And did he go chasing recently? I see a truck. Is there a truck? Did he go chasing?
He barks at all the trucks that go down the street. He doesn't like trucks for some reason.
Okay. Yeah.
Cars can go up and down the street all day, but that'd be a motorcycle, a pickup truck, or heaven forbid a big truck, and he will run at it. If he was outside the fence, he would definitely chase it.
Well, this must have been one of those days when you had an excessive amount around, because he's really showing me trucks, rattling trucks is what he's showing me. So he's had a good time barking today. But other than that, he feels pretty good. You know, Copper, he's just an amazing boy. He doesn't let too much get him down. He's the one that would jump in the deep end and keep going.
Yeah, our personalities suit pretty well. We do still have issues with separation anxiety. So can you tell me a little bit more about that? And I do what you say. Every time I leave, I tell him where I'm going and how long I'm going to be gone, when I'm going to be back, and I give him a job to do while I'm gone.
Okay.
He cries when I leave, and he cries again when I get back. And it sounds like he's being, you know, axe murdered or something.
Well, the key thing is there's three things you want to do. One, you're doing perfectly, you're doing absolutely correct. So you keep talking to him. You let him know where you're going, and you let him know when you'll be back, and what is he to do while you're gone. You give him a job to do. So big kudos there. That's exactly what you need to do. The second thing is feel confident about it. When you leave the house, don't listen back and expect him to cry and whine and yell. You know, if you're expecting that, then that's exactly what you're going to get. So feel confident that you've told him everything you need to tell him when you leave the house. That's the key. And then the third thing is there's a lot of things you can do that will sort of distract him or keep him occupied, let him know that it's actually not such a bad thing. Now, there's little tricks like you can leave a TV on or a radio on to sort of calm the room down and add some noise so it takes away from any outside noises that may be there. You can leave a floor fan on, not one he can get into, but one that's up off the ground a little bit.
Right.
But that'll keep him a little bit cooler, but the most important thing about that is it provides white noise. So if you set it near an area where he typically likes to sleep, especially when you're gone, then that'll provide a constant humming noise, which will provide what's called white noise, which will help in a calming state as well. And then you can also try, if you're going to be gone, especially quite a while during the day, you want to make sure that he has things to distract him as well, positive things. So you can get one of the Kong balls or Kong rubber toys and stuff that with natural peanut butter and put it in your freezer the night before if you know you're going to be gone the next day. And when you go to leave, you present that to him. And that gives him something to keep his mind occupied. It'll keep you mentally and stimulated as well as give him a nice little treat. And so that may be a little trick you want to do for him, too. So then he'll start thinking, that's not so bad when she leaves the house because I get a treat.
I get peanut butter.
Exactly. So, you know, do those three things. Keep feeling positive about it, and we'll see if we can get him to calm down a little bit.
Okay. Now, we did have another question in the chat. Kiwi Chick had actually two questions. She wanted to know about how animals heal us, and then she also asked a question which is related to what was in your newsletter. She says, how do I get my cat and my dog, which are house pets, to accept her outside cat? Whenever they see the outside cat on the deck, they chase her.
Okay. So, first question, the healing. How do animals heal us? Well, you know, the amazing thing about animals is they heal us in a lot of different ways. That's one of the beauties about having animals around you. They can heal us emotionally. So by being there, they can heal us. You know, if we're going through some emotional traumas in our life, changes in our life, household changes, relationship changes, job changes, whatever they may be, the animals will bring a calming influence. By their pure nature, by being there in the moment, they can actually work as a sounding board for you. So I always tell people that you can definitely, you know, here we go again, talk to the animals. And when I say this, is in this case, it's not telling them things like what the situation is and what they need to do and why is it going to be a good thing, but it's more of use them as your voice. You know, use them as your friend and as your colleague. Just talk to them like you would a friend, because the important thing is they're great at deflecting negative energy. They're great listeners. You're going to feel better once you've talked it through, and that's what they're there for, is to provide you that love and that connection. So emotionally they can heal you. Physically they can heal you as well. It's been documented and proven medically that by having a pet in your household, your blood pressure goes down, your quality of life goes up. It gives you a sense of responsibility, gives you companionship. So all these things uplift your energy and make you feel better. So physically they can work as a healing as a healer as well. And there's been numerous times in my own personal experience as well as with the clients that I work with where animals have actually gotten them through emotional or physical challenges in their life. And without having those animals there, they may or may not have gotten through them or may not have gotten through them so quickly. So they're definitely healers, and sometimes they're even brought into our lives for a particular reason, for a particular healing, and they stay in our lives for that period of time, and then they will move on, either out, you know, physically move on or move out of their bodies. So a lot of times they'll come into our lives for that reason as well. So they're beautiful healers, and just let them do their job. That's what they're there for.
Okay, real quick, before you address her second question, go ahead and give your website address again, because we only got two more minutes left, and I want to make sure we get that out there before we go off the air live. The rest of our conversation will still be on the archive, so if you want to listen to the rest of it, you can download the archive or listen to it on blogtalkradio.com/Annette. So go ahead.
Absolutely. So the website, take a look at the website, which is wagging-tails.com. So wagging-tales.com. And it tells you a little bit more about me, all about animal communication. You can sign up for a private consultation. So if you have questions or things similar to what we did on the radio today, we can do private consultations and go in more detail. Definitely sign up for the free monthly newsletter. It's just full of wonderful information. It's a fun little newsletter, and it'll keep you abreast of what's going on with me, all the events that I'm doing, speaking events, and about the book and the book tour. Pick up a copy of the book, Wagging Tails. Every animal has a tail. You can buy it at all major retailers, at your favorite online internet retailer, as well as if you want a personalized autographed copy, you can send me a note and purchase one through the website as well. So go to wagging-tails.com and find out all about what's going on and sign up for the newsletter. So kitty cats outside, when you got kitty cats inside, you know, how do you get them to quit chasing?
She has a cat and a dog inside, and they both chase the cat that lives on her deck.
Chase the cats
when they
see
it.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I would suggest doing is, first of all, you want to explain to them what that cat's all about. They don't understand what that cat's all about and why that cat's there. It's invading their space. So it's kind of a, you know, they see you feed it, they see you going out there. It's not in the same environment, so they don't quite understand it. So you definitely want to try to explain to them what that situation's all about and what you need from them and why it's going to be a good thing. The second thing is to try to introduce them And what I mean by that is we know that the outside cat's probably not going to be coming inside, and we don't want the inside dog and cat to go after the cat on the outside. But if there's a neutral area that can be introduced with you there to sort of supervise and to send calming energy and to let them know that this is okay and it's a good thing, maybe something with a screen in between them or something where they can actually sniff each other and have a scent but yet not feel like they have to go in protection mode, that would be a good thing. So if there's a way to set up an environment where they can at least see each other, smell each other, and have you there to sort of provide that calming influence and explain to them why everything's going to be good, it would be very important.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, and we'll see you next month, Tim, on I got to look at my calendar real quick. I didn't look before the show. October 6th.
Yes, October 6th, we'll be back on at the same time, and by all means, everybody call in with your questions, join the chat room, send in your pictures ahead of time. If you have your pictures, then we can talk about your pets and answer your questions, whether you can make the call show or not, but obviously we want your calls and want you to join in. It's a lot of fun, and it's always a pleasure being here. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Annette.
Thank you so much. So join me next week on the show when my guest is going to be the legendary Latino jazz musician, Eddie Benitez. He's going to be sharing with us some music off of his new CD. And he's going to be telling us about his very first expedition out in the field with a paranormal investigation team. So that ought to be interesting. Now, Eddie is famous for angels appearing on stage with him when he performs. So I bet he had some really interesting things happen to him when he went out on his investigation. So tune in for that. Live September 8th, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, right here on blogtalkradio.com/Annette. And good night, everybody. Thanks for listening, and I will see you all next week.